Right, we're doing the Rashi's on Devarim. The Rashi learns Lo Sachos Ein Chalav. That's Yud Gimel. Devarim Yud Gimel. Tess. Lo Sachos Ein Chalav. Rashi learns because it says Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha. Al Zeh Lo Sachos. That is to say that. No, if a fellow Jew is in any kind of trouble, you're not allowed to ignore it. You have to do everything you can to save the person. Lo tamar al dam reyecha. Do not stand idly by. But that's, he's not even reyecha. He's not your brother. A mesis, you stand idly by. If he's in danger, you don't call for help. Then it says, velo sachmol, lo tahapech b'schuso. Lo tahapech b'schuso. You should not dig in, so to speak, engage in trying to find the schus. That's not exactly clear. Well, what's the practical effect? Well, what do you mean when you're trying him? V'los chasa alav imata yodei lo chova. If you know a chov, ain charashay lishtok. You're not allowed to be silent. Ki harik targeno. If he went out innocent, you bring him back for chov. If he went out guilty, al taxi reu l'schus. Question is the mesis different only in these two respects, in terms of machzirin and not machzirin? What about all the other bills? Like the Rambam in Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Hey, after going through all the differences. So he enumerates in Halacha Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet, the differences between Dine Mamonos and Dine Nefashos, which we've already gone through in our Mishnah. So then, at the end of this, is Hamesis Ein Dinav Kishar Dine Nefashos. His din is not like Shaar Dine Nefashos. Mechamnen Lo Ase'edim? That basically means entrapment. That is, if he's doing the deed, but it's a situation where you don't have witnesses, or you only have one witness, so then you entrap him. You tell him to wait a while, come back later, and then you plant. He describes how you do this, the Rambam, in Hilchas Avodas Chachamim. You plant witnesses, unbeknownst to him. It's a snare. You want to get him.
You send him back to the
Mechamnin lo ase'edim v'eino tzara chasra kishar ne'aragin. And he doesn't require Hasra as the other, a Neharagin. What's difficult about the not requiring Hasra is that seems to be very strange, because it would seem at first glance that Hasra is essential, because Hasra is what determines the difference between Shogeg and Mezid. Take a look at the Rambam. It says, Echad Talmud Chacham V'Echad Ham Aretz Tzarech Hasra. That's a machlokas in the Gemara. Does the Talmud Chacham require Hasra? Because you assume he knows. I said, no, he has to be warned as well.
Where's
that? Shlo nitna hasra el lahafchim ben shogig lemezid. Shema shogig haya. Because hasra, its purpose is to differentiate between shogig and mezid. Maybe he was shogig. But once you will master him, so then that's it. He can't tie it. I didn't know. V'ketzad masrin bo, how so? Omer lo perosh, separate yourself. Oh, al taso, don't do it. Shazu Averihi. You have to tell him to separate. Then you have to tell him that this is an Avera. V'chayev atala misas bezden o malchus. Then you also have to tell him the punishment. Impiresh pata. If he separated, he's pata. V'chayim shasak o hirkin barosho pata. Not only that, if he didn't say anything. Or he just made some kind of gesture with his head, indicating what? Yeah, I heard you. No, indicating I heard you. That's not enough. V'afilu amar yodea ani, pata. Even if he says, I know, still pata. Ache yater asmo la misa. Until he subjects himself to misa. That's it. Oh, he has to verbally, it's not enough to just say, I know, that's indirect. He's got to positively state he's prepared. He's doing it knowingly. V'yomer al manas kein ani osa. I'm doing it with full awareness that this carries death. In spite, I don't care. V'yach kach yaharag, and afterwards.
Yavor,
And then he does the action in Toch Kedei Dibur, which is a few seconds. Avalacha Kedei Dibur, Tzarech Hatzorah Acheres.
Oh my God.
Okay, afterwards he requires another Hatzorah. Then he says, Uvein Shehes Rabo Echad Min Eidim. It doesn't, here there's something, I guess, which would be the opposite, more of a stringency. It doesn't matter who does the Hatzorah, whether it's one of the Eidim, or whether somebody else was Masra in front of the Eidim. Afilu Isha, O Eved, whether it be a woman or a slave. Afilu Shama Kol HaMasra, even if he just heard a voice. Velo Ra'ahu, V'afilu Hisra Biatzmo. Even if he warned himself, so to speak. He stated it. He stated his own warning to himself. That's how arrogant he is. And he did a Toch Kedei Dibur. Toch Kedei Dibur. Given that that's the case, so what do you mean that a maces doesn't require Hasra? Hasra is too.
Machamnen seems to be opposite.
Hasra, well, yeah, Machamnen, right. Machamnen is the opposite of Hasra, that's true. But if. One second. That's one. If you just tell me entrapment, okay. So normally we don't do that. But that doesn't contradict anything. Theoretically, if you had entrapment, it wouldn't detract from the fact that he's guilty. If you deliberately sought to entrap somebody to be Mechal Shabbos, because we wanted to get rid of Mechal Shabbos, or adultery, whatever the case, I guess a case can be made for the good of society. So, okay, that's something which is feasible, because he's doing an act of adultery. But the halach is we don't do that. We're not doing mechamnen. So we do mechamnen fim. But if you tell me that hasra is essential, because otherwise I don't know if he did it b'mezid or b'shogeg, so then what about a masra? I'm sorry, what about a mesis? Or are you telling me that a mesis is chayav misa even if it was b'shogeg? Look, the laws pertaining to an ovid avodah zarah are more compassionate, so to speak. For being an ovid avodah zarah himself, you got to give him asra. You can't give him the death penalty. Maybe he's b'shogeg. He didn't know that this was prohibited. Might have thought it's a good thing. But for persuading someone to worship avodah zarah, there we don't require asra. V'im yatzim mibetn zakai. If he went out zakai v'yom rechad yesh li lalamid alchova machzir noso yatzachayev v'yom rechad yesh li lalamid alav schus ein machzir noso v'ein toan in lemesis. We do not bring any defenses in his favor. The case of the Nachash and Chava, he was Mesesar. He persuaded her. Lo mos tumusun. And that's what she said. She said to Hashem, HaNachash hishiyani va'ochil. She was seduced by the Nachash. The Gemara takes that seriously. We learn halachas from that. That we're not towing for the Meses. What would have been the Taina? That Hashem didn't bring forth any defense. You don't make a defense for a mesis. Then the Gemara asks the question, what could you taina?
Yeah.
What taina would there have been? That is, if you were the lawyer of the Nachash, what defense could you have made? The Nachash might have tainted as follows. What did I do? Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomin. That is to say, the Nachash could have tainted, whether it would have been accepted or not. But no one's saying it would have been accepted. But the taina could have been made that what is this whole category of mesis? You have free will. So if you do something, it doesn't go back to me. But that is a principle. That is a principle called Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Shlucha Shalom Kamoso. And so you could appoint, designate someone to make a kingdom for you, or even to marry a woman for you. Do the Maisa Kedushin, it goes back to you. But Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. With regard to shliach, if the mitzvah is mitzvah shebagufo, like eating matzah, so it doesn't lend itself to shlichus, because the whole essence is that you're an ochel, you ate it. That's a physical activity that you must perform. But we're talking about something more abstract, which is a kinyan that has to be contracted, and it's dependent upon your agreement and such, so you can have somebody carrying it out for you. But in shliach dvar avera, you can't have a hitman. You can't have a hitman carrying out the murder for you, and then you become the murderer. Because ain't shliach dvar avera. He's not your shliach. He shouldn't have done it. He has to listen to God. So if he did it, he's the murderer. He can't say, I didn't murder. I'm just carrying out his orders. And I'm just a shliach. But in the case of marriage, marrying someone, he's just a shliach. He can't afterwards say, for example, the shliach at the time, he said, I'm so-and-so shliach, and he entrusted me, and I'm doing, and he gives her the ring, and he says, Rehav Mekudesh is to so-and-so, whatever. He can't afterwards come back and say, well, I gave you that, you're my wife. No, you did it as a shliach. The Rambam brings it down that ain't toan in lemesis. We do not put forth tainus for the mesis. Oshivan bedino zakein v'saris, umisha ein lo banim. And we do appoint as the judges, those qualified judges, and we've already learned that these people cannot serve on a court where it's dinei nefashos, because in general they're not presumed to have that much mercy. And go the extra mile to save a life. Here we can. Zakein, someone that doesn't have children. Kedei shelo yirachmu alav, in order that they should not have mercy on him. In other words, we bedafka want the kinds of judges who are tough. Sheha'achzarius aleilu, because cruelty towards these, shematin esa'am achrei ahevel, who confuse the nation, distort them, after vanity, rachmim hu ba'olam, it's mercy to the world. Shenemar l'man yoshev Hashem echaron apo, v'nos l'cha rachmet, the conclusion of the Mesis Parsha, when it tells us, you know, uskaltu bavanim, Amesu, etc. Well, actually, this says, I think it's by Madiach, isn't it? I'm Pasuk Yud Ches. This is at the end of the Parsha on Madiach, which is connected to Mesa, same thing. Laman Yoshva Hashem Echaron Apo, so that God will turn from his anger, V'nosn Lecha Rachamim, and he'll give you mercy, V'richamcha V'hir Becha, Kasher Nishpala V'sacha. So, why does the Rambam have to mention this? He's just really, the halacha is essentially advocating achzarius. And thus the question, is achzarius a bad thing? So the Rambam is showing you that when we practice achzarius, it's not achzarius for the sake of achzarius, that ultimately the whole system operates around chesed. That the essence of the Torah is emes, chesed ve'emes. But emes demands, or let's put it this way, rachamim demands that you take measures that that appear to be achzarius. And those, that's called a rachim al achzar, whoever is merciful to an achzar, sofo lios achzar al rachmanim. In the end, he's going to be cruel, because what you allow, you strengthen the hands of the wicked by not taking action against them, so then you become... What about all those innocent people that are going to be hurt as a result? So, that's achzarius. That is, there's another dimension by which it has to be measured. It's not just the immediate. This is important because the whole world today is corrupted along these lines, the false idea of rachamim.
A lot of people quoted that.
The way people in the United States and many people in Israel, their attitudes towards what they regard as being merciful, is basically directed at people who are cruel individuals, and they will use that and destroy you. That's a serious distortion and a serious avera, and it's not mercy. That's a mercy of cruelty. It's cruelty. That's what Merachim Alach is. Cruelty. It's a form of cruelty. It manifests itself. It looks, takes on the form of mercy, but the nature of it is cruelty. And then there's a form which looks like cruelty, which is a certain harsh treatment of a certain kind of evil, and that's Rachman for the world, because the world can't exist otherwise. That's what he's saying over here. By the basic idea of Mechamnin, we can understand, because his whole thrust is not just doing a guy wants doing a favor, so that we treat him one way. That's his own life. Not that he's allowed to, but we don't have to do Mechamnin. Maybe he'll change his mind, and he won't do it. So why should we present, why should we be the stumbling block? But in this is so egregious, because his whole essence is to corrupt others with Avodah Zarah. So that we have to uproot. We have to establish traps, and the law changes. The law changes. The law doesn't operate the same for every category. That we give you a certain space, even if we suspect you of a crime, we're going to try and save you from it. We certainly are not going to try and make a stumbling block for you. And therefore, tighten the, to promote in any way the fact that you'll do it so that we can then punish you. We're not going to do that. But when it comes to the men, but there too we have a restraint, because we know what this guy's about. We know that he tried to seduce, but there was only one person, but we still need to aid him. On the one hand, we need the two Edom. We can't do anything without the two Edom. Okay? But what we can do is to try and trick him into a situation where there's two Edom ready to pounce on him. It's kind of working with the law and manipulating. You're manipulating the law over here. It's very, very... Now let's deal with all the other questions, though. What about Naki Altaro? He was found guilty. But someone says, Yesh li lam alav schus. I could argue him alam schus. You're not allowed, but one second, but you will ask, but maybe that's the whole point, is that he's innocent.
And what about
just to review the basic questions, first of all, how do we understand the removal of the requirement of Hasra, given that Hasra seems to be lahafkin, to differentiate between Shogig and Mezid? And I assume that someone, when you talk about a Mesis, you assume he did it b'Mezid. Unless you want to tell me that by Mesa, it doesn't matter if that's what you mean. Even B'Shogig is Chayiv Misa. But I'm not sure that that's the case. Then, how do we understand, what about all these protections? For example, that Naki Altarog. And that's why, even if he's found guilty, maybe he's innocent. And Tzadik Altarog means the Mishnah Tzadik B'din. So if he was found innocent, well, what about Mishnah Tzadik B'din? And finally, what's the difference between the two approaches? They both come to the same conclusion. Okay, v'chilufa l'mesis. One says it's based upon lo sachmo v'lo sachasa. The other one says it's kiharog targenu. So there must be a different idea behind that. Because whatever pasuk you cite, it reflects an idea. Good questions being raised when it says that if he went out chayev, and we don't bring him back for schus. What exactly do we mean? Is that only if someone has an argument for schus? What about Edom? What about if two Edom come along and say that it never happened? That's one question. Now, while we're on the Edom question, assuming that we would accept Edom, which is a good question, but assuming we would accept Edom for Hazama, what about Edom for Akrasha? Edom for Hazama is that they attacked the witnesses. How could you say that you witnessed this? You were with us in a different place at the time, so you couldn't have been witnesses. In which case, we believe the second ones, and the punishment is Vasisamlo. You do unto them what they sought to do. Hakrasha is they don't say you couldn't have been a witness. They merely say that they were at the same thing and that didn't happen. It's a different in terms of the details,
they
correct.
They saw it too.
But Let's just leave it for the time being. We're more interested in Hazama, because Hazama is a more dramatic thing. Basically, what the Edom of Hazama are saying is that there was no way this over here. The whole thing never happened.